So you mean that you can't be bowl eligible with just moral victories, huh? You have to really score more points than the other people.
No, I thought it was going to get taken to the woodshed when I asked him that.
Yeah, really. Well, you know, that's right. It's not. It's not moral victories. Well, let's see what we got going on here. Oh boy, we just don't see enough of Donald Trump. I mean, you know what I mean?
Really?
He's such a
He's a wallflower.
He is. He just fades into the woodwork. You never know he's there. Well, Don apparently is going to insert himself into the presidential campaign yet again today, promising to reveal a big secret about President Obama. Now,
something he saw in 2016, probably.
Yeah. See, now, there's been a lot of speculation out there in the Twitterverse about what this is all about. And the Trump publicity machine insists that this announcement, which will be made on Twitter today, will shake up the race.
No, it won't.
Yeah, I know. Now, there had been, it's been really fairly widely rumored that there were marital problems with the Obamas early on in his political career. But, I mean, you know, that's...
What young couple doesn't have problems?
It's not that that's unusual. I mean, if that's what he's talking about as a game changer, that's no game changer. Sorry, there are just too many people who can relate to
that. Now, if Barack Obama had a third arm,
yeah,
that's a news story.
Yeah, but I don't... And I don't think he does. I mean, if he does, then he has his suits really well tailored. I guess we'll find out today. And again, it's the Donald. It appears that President Obama's campaign has given up on carrying North Carolina. Yeah,
they're bailing out a lot of them.
You know, I was trying to figure out when was the last time that a state that held one of the national conventions that state didn't go for that party. And I don't know. I think you'd have to probably go a long ways back. Because
interesting,
obviously, you know, you figure that you've got a safe bet if you're going to pump that much money into the economy of a state. You're not going to do that if your opponent is going to win it. So they at least at some point thought North Carolina was at least on the fence to be taken.
Right.
But now they're doing that. Paul Begala, he's from the University of Texas.
He's a pollster, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. But he's a Longhorn, too. Anyway, told Wolf Blitzer, quote, "Yes, I'm not supposed to say that, Wolf. I work for a pro-Obama super PAC, so I'm being paid to help reelect the president. But if you look at where he's going and where he's spending his money, yes, it looks like Governor Romney is likely to carry North Carolina. There's also evidence, judging from information on TV commercial buys, that the Obama camp is also pulling out of Virginia, saying they're not going to win that."
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. Now, but...
Well, wait a minute. There was a pollster we talked about 3 weeks ago that was pulling, and it was one nobody had ever heard of.
Right, who said that he was three states, and it was Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida.
Yeah, and strangely enough, he seems to be rather prophetic.
Now, what's interesting, Nate Silver is, I guess he's pretty good at it, but most importantly, he writes for the New York Times, so he gets a lot of publicity. Now, what he is saying is, obviously, it is about Ohio. He ran 40,000 Electoral College simulations, and the candidate who won Ohio won the election 95% of the time. Now, while it is possible to lose Ohio this year and still win the White House, it will not be easy. According to Silver, unlikely does not equal impossible. But Ohio's central enough in the electoral math that it now seems to matter as much as the other 49 states put together.
It does.
So,
wow.
Yeah, it's really more than ever. And Ohio always has been a very interesting state because that's the reason it's been so crucial, is because it really is a microcosm of the United States.
Right.
And good times, bad, and you can laugh about, you know, Cleveland and all, but there's there's Akron, there's Columbus. I mean, there's Toledo. I mean, there are a whole lot of cities in Ohio we know about. They do have industrial, they do have agricultural. There are some manufacturing jobs there, so it'll be interesting to see how all that plays out. Now, another one that's kind of interesting, a Mason-Dixon poll talking about Connecticut. And to give you an idea, Connecticut's always been pretty solidly blue state, if you will. For instance, John McCain lost that by 23 points. Okay, so it's been a Democrat state. But Linda McMahon apparently ready to put the... the WWE grapple on her opponent. She is now tied in the U.S. Senate race.
No kidding.
So we'll
see.
That's
a huge deal.
It really is. And again, I don't know that necessarily translates to the presidential race, but again, a lot of people don't like to split tickets because it's too much trouble.
Yeah, then you have to vote for everything.
That's right. You just got to do that. I'm going to punch that button up there. Fox News reporting that Mitt Romney's campaign might spend some of their final ad dollars on a 30-minute infomercial in a swing state or two. This is something that Obama did back in 08. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, the president will sit down with MTV. Boxers or briefs, right?
Isn't that? That's where it started. Yes,
yep.
Sir.
It's accredited journalism, right?
Yeah,
there.
You betcha. 30-minute interview. Viacom also offered a similar sit down with Mitt Romney. Apparently, he's not going to accept that. We don't know for sure. And yeah. We've got all these the polls, this polls that. Let's talk about what's really important. That is that President Obama wore a solid blue striped tie. Mitt Romney wore red stripes. The general consensus is that Obama might have won the third debate, so that would smack down the whole red tie wins the debate theory.
On the power of his tie.
That's right. So
fear,
I mean,
the tie.
Let's remember that's what it's about. Now, remember also that both men wore American flag pins on their lapel, but Romney's is noticeably bigger, so there. And he wins
the... There are so many jokes for that.
Yeah. He wins the I love America more than you do, nah. So, got that going on. And... no matching pink power suits for the first ladies, if you'll notice. Michelle Obama wore that Tom Brown dress that, by the way, she had worn at the Democrat National Convention just last month. So she gets style points because she just shopped in her closet. See, she didn't go out and buy anything new.
Yeah, only because they got hammered the last time she spent $36 yep. kajillion dollars on a dress.
And Romney, for her part, of course... And of course, Kevin and I were talking about this, how it was a forest green Oscar de la Renta dress.
Well, yeah, just before the show went on.
That's right, with the ombre skirt that featured a leaf pattern. So
I don't even know what all that means.
You know what? Neither do I. what's very interesting, though, is style points for Mrs. Romney for stepping out and kind of upping her designer game going to Oscar de la Renta. There is only one major designer that Michelle Obama has not worn since being in the White House. You know who that is?
You.
Oscar de la Renta.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
I don't know if he's a Republican or what. But so there you go. That's what's really important out there is the fashion statements of the candidates and their wives. So, you know, vote accordingly. By the way, early voting is going on. You know, it starts today. Continues today.
So they had a good turnout, too.
Good. Starts in about 13 minutes here. And remember to go all the way down to the bottom of the ballot because that's where some of those elections are that have nothing to do with race, and then also the election has to do with the party. And then also at the bottom of the Bryan ballot, College Station, there's charter amendments down there, so you need to go look at that. And then the city races, of course, in Bryan that have nothing to do with
there's all kinds of forums online to read before you go vote.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea. You know, that's it, especially when you talk about the charter stuff. It's there. You
educate
can read
yourself
it ahead of time.
A little.
It'd be a nice thing to do.